Hey everybody, it's another episode of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. Make sure you check out carlsoncast.com for subscription information. Today, our very, very special guest on a very, very special show. It's getting colorful in here. It's episode 90 with Dalton Castle. That is the sound of two older guys clapping for you, sir.
Thank you. I'm clapping for myself, too. What does that make me? Happy?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you usually hear that in, like, the thousands of sad white guy, old white guys clapping.
Yeah, it's always that rhythmic and slow, too. It's just very, very sad. But it is a lot. There is a lot of people doing it.
I feel like there's something to be said for a slow clap.
I think the clapping does the talking for it already. Am I close enough to this microphone?
I think you're just fine.
I'll hunch over if I need.
No, you're good.
I think you're just fine. Sir, welcome to Rochester. Your second time at Comedy at the Carlson.
Yeah, I'm real excited about it. I'm putting my hair up because I'm getting ready to do some business right now. I'm from Rochester, so this is like a homecoming. And I thought the last time I was here, it was such a mild success. Let's do it again.
I'm going to tell you how amazingly above average it was.
Really?
Just amazingly above average.
Just above the line.
Like, if you were a pole vaulter, this much, my friend.
I got over, but it still fell down. The post came off.
No, post is still up. That's why we let you back, pal.
Whoa!
Post is still up!
That's a success. All right.
I love it.
And is that why this happened?
The pretzel?
I can't see it.
Your
right?
honorary pretzel.
Oh, yeah. You can turn the pretzel around and show the camera. It's very easy to bribe you
just
with giant pretzels.
Giant pretzel.
I assume the majority of the people listening to this is audio only.
Yeah. Maybe we might want to move that up just a little bit at this point.
Yeah. It's a pretzel larger than a human being's head for people listening in audio.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very large pretzel, and we're kind of screwing up everything, but it's worth it because it is very delicious. Feel free to eat. Brian and I will talk amongst ourselves.
I'm the guest. I'm going to eat this pretzel. I just have to take one bite. Is that
Dude,
okay?
Dude, go for it. Absolutely. Taste the pretzel. This is like product placement.
Did they have to put it on this stupid hanging thing?
They treat it like that one shark that wasn't the culprit in Jaws.
Yeah, where they cut open his stomach and they found the license plate.
That's got a mighty big throat crack, they say about that shark, if I recall.
Yeah.
That's a direct quote.
That is
Who
a direct...
says that, Robert Shaw?
No, it's just some old fat guy. Kind of looks like me on the dock.
Is that really the line they say in that movie?
That shark's got a pretty big deep throat crack or something to that effect, I believe.
Yeah, and then they all start making out. That's my favorite.
It's the best part of Jaws. That's why they call it Jaws. All teeth.
How much eating should I do in the podcast?
Whatever makes you comfortable. I hope you're wildly uncomfortable.
I can smell butter from here.
110, how is it?
I feel like, all right, let me paint a picture here. I'm sitting in a couch.
Yep.
It is a deep sit, so my butt is lower than my knees.
Mm-hmm.
Already, this is not the right couch for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
An aging, broken wrestler.
Right.
There's a big, buttery, oily pretzel hanging on a hook, as we described, like a shark.
Yeah.
And that is not sitting on a table. It's teetering on a stool.
Yep, yep.
And I've also been given a cup of mustard.
And no napkins.
And
Brian,
these,
I think you need to go find Mr. Castle some napkins.
And these are the pants I planned on wearing tomorrow.
Oh, God, I got to save the
Yeah,
pants.
Go find the man
on stage.
Bye, Brian.
I didn't want to bring two pairs of pants.
So now that Brian's gone.
I'm going to take another bite. Oh, I should wait till Brian's back.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. We'll do this. So you're back to Rochester. You, by way of Albany, now you're living in Nashville.
Yeah, I moved to Nashville
recently. Just headed down south. It feels like that's something a lot of wrestlers do. Don't a lot of you all live down south?
Yeah, it's two things. One, the no state tax,
right?
Or state income tax, and two, they give you guns. And like when you're a wrestler, you just want to pack those guns in your suitcase. Just
I understand.
As many guns as possible. It's boys and guns for me.
It's been an epidemic.
Yeah, up in Albany, there's a shortage of guns, and it's a real problem.
Yep, down south.
So I was like, let's go to Nashville, and let's get some lead.
Right, right. So. A little background on Dalton, for those of you who don't know. Like you said, you are from Rochester, but you also worked in radio for a very, very long time. And you also did stand-up. People don't know that about you.
I do a little bit of stand-up. It's not like I worked as a career in stand-up.
Well, right. But you actually attempted stand-up, and it was something that you cared enough to work on and crafting an act and putting together a stage show now. I mean, that's a pretty impressive thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like an... I wouldn't give me that much credit. I mean, my initial was like, I need to be on stage. I need to do stand up because my program director in Albany told me I wasn't a comedian. And I said, F you. Oh, thank you so much for the napkins. I said, F you. And like the next night, I just found an open mic and just started going and trying to figure things out that way. And then I got lucky that wrestling took off. So then I could, I wanted to do stand up, but I also had a built in wrestling audience. I was like, I'm going to force these people to come watch me tell jokes. So now you see me doing a show here at the Carlson.
Boys Night Out too.
Boys Night Out too. I married my two loves, wrestling and comedy.
There they are. There they are. And you know, a lot of people think that there's similarities between the two. You are probably a pretty good person to ask that question to, but maybe not so much as you eat a pretzel. Brian, do you think that wrestling and comedy are like...
I think they are. Yes, Vinny, I do.
I feel like you have to get over a persona.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to know how to keep an audience's attention.
And if things go bad, take a bump.
We knew this pretzel was coming. We knew I was hungry. We could have waited 10 minutes to start this podcast. Whose fault is this, Vinny?
I blame Brian. Honestly, I told him to wait a half hour before they brought it in here for you.
Bring it in while we're recording.
Thought they'd bring it in like towards the end as like a surprise treat for doing a good job, but instead... They just
like
sabotage me.
A dog, I just start salivating every time a pretzel gets mentioned.
How is it?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good pretzel?
It's pretty good pretzel. If you want to come to the show at the Carlson, come along. Like if it's not even my comedy or my styles that you're into, come for the pretzel alone.
Yeah.
I feel like it's worth the ticket admission.
You did cheese on the pretzel. You did not.
I've got a spicy mustard. There's a honey mustard.
Yeah, you sent the cheese back, though.
You're no dairy guy, right?
To be fair, what they brought me was not cheese.
It was cheese product. It's excellent cheese product.
That was it looked like it was pretending to be the color of what people would say cheese looks like. But it is. It was definitely like whatever. It was a little cup of the paint they used to do the lines on the roads.
Come on, dude.
I like it.
The pretzel's good. The cheese, though.
I will stick up for our cheese product here at the Carlson. Right. I think it's fantastic.
I have to ask, like, don't you ever eat nachos in France? That's what they have there, too. It's the same stuff. It's cheese.
Yeah, why France? Yeah. What?
I'm just saying, like, you know, everybody thinks about France and Paris and their cheeses and all that stuff. I mean, if you order nachos there, that's what you're going to get. It's the same stuff you get everywhere, pal.
It's really hard to order nachos in France, though.
It isn't. Les nachos.
Nacho du fromaggio?
Yeah.
Nachos and du fromaggio.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great. You're obviously well more traveled than the two of us.
Because I know how to say cheese in three different languages.
Is that from picture taking or just from ordering in restaurants?
When I'm on the road, when I travel abroad, I'm on a strict cheese diet because that's the only language I know.
Right, right.
It's just the language of cheese.
Me gusta queso, por favor. I like cheese, please.
Yeah, that's,
yeah. Yeah, that'll work.
I wasn't going to correct you. I was going to let it slide. But
I go everywhere just yelling cheese. What was the other one? Fromaggio.
Yeah.
I don't know any other languages.
Okay.
This hit a dead wall. A brick wall.
Gross.
Thank God you don't do improv. Now, let's not do improv tonight.
If you guys want to improv a fight, I could do that.
Yeah, I bet.
I could handle that.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd still get hurt.
You're telling me that somebody told you you could never be a comedian, you're not a comedian, and so you just went and did stand-up because of that?
Yeah, it was my way of telling him to fuck himself. That's a pretzel in my mouth.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting to me. Was he upset by it? Did he say, like, stop it? Like, did it have any effect on this person's life at all?
Well, I was trying to make jokes on the radio because the radio job was really boring and stupid, and they wanted me to talk less and just talk about music more. And I was like, but why?
It's soul sucking.
Well, yeah. Well, what's the difference between me just playing music and telling you where the concerts are going to be versus somebody listening to their iPad? I mean, I assume people are tuning into the radio for some sort of human connection and some sort of personality, which I assumed I had. And I kept getting told no by my boss. That's not who you are. You're not here to be entertaining. You're not entertaining. You're not a comedian. And I disagreed.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and now my life is substantially better because I have turned my life as an entertainer into my career.
Which is what your dream was.
And to eat pretzels.
And to eat pretzels. Yeah.
How many years did you do on the radio?
7 or 8.
Yeah.
It might have been almost 8. Yeah. 7. I liked Rochester radio was fun. This is Albany. Albany was the where the like the love started to leave.
Where you lost your smile?
Yeah, I lost it in Lowell Auditorium Memorial. That's the building that that promo was done in. I only say that because I was just there 2 days ago.
I saw that.
Was it 2 days ago? 5 days ago.
Yeah.
Lost by DQ.
I did. Punched a man in his dong.
Nice.
Got him good.
I'm not allowed to do that here.
No, why not?
The last time they got very upset.
We had to make a very specific clause in his contract that he's not allowed to do that any longer.
No more nut shots on anybody.
That's got to be weird when that comes across a lawyer's desk. And they're like, wait, we have to put this in?
I was very upset when I signed it. I felt stifled creatively, frankly.
I would have got one last punch in before ink went to paper.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, I got the lawyer. Got to write the deck. So
my level's okay?
Yeah.
The microphone's in my lap.
You might want to bring it up a little bit higher, but you appear to be coming in pretty clear from my feet over here. But you could bring it up higher if you'd like. I mean, it's not going to hurt anybody.
It will.
No, I'm not. I don't want to touch it again. It fell last time I touched it.
It did. I blame Ross Johnson, everybody.
There's a lot of tape on your equipment.
He fiddles with it constantly.
There's what?
There's a lot of tape on your equipment.
Oh, just
no, just the one. Okay.
Yeah, just a piece of tape. So let's talk about wrestling. You were an amateur wrestler in high school and college.
Uh-huh.
And what point did you decide?
Out here in Rochester, in fact.
You were?
Yeah.
You were.
I grew up here.
What was your alma mater?
I went to Greece Athena.
Okay, west side.
And then I went to Brockport for 3 years, and then my senior year I went to Cortland.
Okay. So back towards Syracuse then.
Yeah.
So at what point did professional wrestling come into the picture?
Always. I've always loved it. My friends, when I was growing up, so when I was 15... I had a friend, Jimmy Olsen, who started training to be a wrestler.
Taking pictures of
maybe
Superman?
Push that out towards me just a little bit
the
more.
The pretzel?
No, the mic, because of where it's pointing directly. Just push it out just a little
like
bit.
That?
There you go.
Am I
yeah.
too hot?
Coming no,
too
now hot? You're better. Okay. There you go.
So they started training. He started training to be a wrestler when we were like 15. I was wrestling in high school, and anytime I didn't have a tournament or anything, I would just hop in the car on the weekends and travel with them and like. Every year, I was traveling with these wrestlers and learning by osmosis, I guess, how things worked. I had no interest of getting in there because I was training to be an Olympian, guys.
All right, all right.
Waste my time with this stuff. And then in college, I got to a point where I finished wrestling and I was doing theater in school, and I was done NCAAs, I was done, and my friend Colin, who was currently in the WWE at the time.
Colin Delaney?
Yeah, Colin Delaney.
Mm-hmm.
And my other friend, they brought me aside, and they were like, hey, listen, I don't know why you're not doing this. Like, you should be doing this. And I was like, yeah, I mean, that would be fun, but, you know, that's not... I never really set out to do it like you guys. You guys started when you were 16. They're like, well, give it a shot. I mean, you should be doing this. And they're like, you already know how to be a wrestler. You already know how to be an actor. And these are those two things together. And they were right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I loved it. I didn't know I was going to love it to this point. I mean, I guess if I wasn't successful at it, I don't think I'd love it as much. Maybe. I don't know. It's been really good to me. So I've got no choice but to love it back.
Well, it has been good to you, man. You're definitely doing better than a lot of people. You're definitely doing a lot better than a lot of people that get into that profession.
Yeah, thanks. And even if that's not true, I want to keep that illusion that I'm doing good. I'm not just eating pretzels on a couch in some strange office.
It is a strange office in the back of a comedy club, yes. I mean, it would be a coat room if it wasn't for all this equipment.
For just a handful of coats.
For a very small amount of coats. This would be a
going
literal...
for another pretzel bite.
It would literally be a coat room. For one singular coat, probably mine.
But, you know, one thing I've noticed about you is I watch all the, you know, little YouTube dirt sheet shows and stuff and read everything. And I never hear anybody talking shit about you.
Or talking about me at all?
No, they heard people. I only hear people say nice things whenever your name comes up. I never hear anybody talking smack.
Yeah, who hates you?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. Nobody, we're not.
I think a lot of people. I think there's been, I don't know. I'm sure I've rubbed people the wrong way. I was an idiot kid when I first started. I have no examples or anything like that.
But the internet wrestling community can be very vicious, and I just don't see anybody being like that.
Well, that's good. That means I'm doing something right. Hopefully all those people want to come to my show.
Yes.
Every show.
Yes, they should.
Yeah. Or just come over to my house and hang out, throw money at me.
No.
I mean, I see negative stuff all the time, but that's because I'm me. Yeah, so, yeah, you're probably a little blind to it.
Yeah, they probably go directly at you.
Or maybe it's the only thing I do see.
Yeah. Yeah.
The for every 100 compliments. Yeah.
Are you a self Googler?
Give me a second. I have alerts set.
Yeah.
Do you really?
No.
Okay, good. I was about to say, come
on. How unhealthy do you think I am?
I would really, I mean, you didn't eat the cheese, so I'm thinking you're pretty all right. But it's probably pretty hard to be in such a high profile position in a wrestling company that's so competitive. I mean, it probably just is.
I'm not like that high profile though, because like what I do is very niche. Like wrestling, like this world, in this room, you guys all know me because we all have the same interests and loves.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go to the airport, nobody knows who I am.
Okay.
But I'm at a show, I find a way to stand out and remind everybody that I'm a star. That's the worst way to put it.
Right.
But I find a way to stand out in a room where it's appropriate. What were they talking about? It's hard to be.
Well, what
position?
I was saying was like, you know, the old adage of the top guys, the people who are up towards the top of the card, you know, sometimes it's a little harder for them because people always feel like you may have gotten a break that they deserved and that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of built-in jealousy in your profession in general is what I meant by that.
Yeah. That's healthy though, too.
Sure. Of course,
that keeps everybody from coasting. Especially in Ring of Honor, where I think there's so many talented people, and especially in where the industry is built, growing right now, where there's so many positions. There's only a few top spots, and everybody is fighting to get the exposure. Or look, like you just said, we made a joke that nobody's talking about me. When you listen to these dirt sheet things, there's so much wrestling. You got to cut through some way or the other.
Yeah. And now I think that's another similarity between comedy and wrestling too. Is comedy's the same way? There's very few spots and everybody's fighting for it.
Yeah, I don't think comedy and wrestling are very different at all. Were we talking about that earlier?
We were going to circle back around.
I was eating a pretzel.
And here we are, right back to right back to the start.
Except for the complete lack of athletic ability in stand up. There's like
maybe you've never been to many indie shows, have you?
Maybe four comedians that could take a bump. and we're not either of them.
Oh, I fall all the time. It's a true story.
Not every indie show is filled with super athletes either.
Yeah.
But the roads are similar. I feel
like
when you start comedy, I assume like I had to go open mics and stuff and try to get time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys had to eat. Can I swear on this?
All day.
Absolutely, eat poop to get stage time and to finally start getting bookings outside of like your city, right?
Yeah, and then it's the same thing. Like, and then you guys go to where, you know, the cliche of the bingo halls, and we have to go do $25 gigs.
Also bingo halls.
Yeah, and bingo halls as well. yeah, it's like occasional bingo hall. There's some pretty good bingo hall gigs though, actually.
Sure, fire halls.
Fire hall gigs. Fire hall shows are fantastic. But anyway, yeah, it's just we all go through that same kind of thing. And then you're in comedy clubs, and then if you're fortunate enough, theaters, you know, and things like that.
You brought up an interesting point a little while ago about having to cut through and make yourself noticeable to a crowd. And you've definitely done that with the character of Dalton Castle and even with Ashley Remington, smooth sailing Ashley Remington. How did you decide, like, you have to make a lot of bold character choices, and I know you have a background in acting. How did you like decide to go into the direction that you did?
I don't know, kind of snowballed a little bit at a time.
Okay.
I remember it kind of started with like a Katy Perry song that had the word peacock in it.
Okay.
I was teaming with my buddy Will Calrissian out in Buffalo. I think he just returned to the ring, so I hope people know who he is. We were teaming as the Peacock Experience.
Okay.
And then there was bright colors and we were just loud. It didn't really have a whole lot of direction. We weren't really... We were figuring things out.
Okay.
We were just kind of having fun. And then, like, I was branching out alone more, and I kind of built on whatever character personas we built together. And I was like, how can I hold on to some of the past and make something new out of it? And glam rock kind of came into the scene. I started watching all these guys on stage that, like, I was like, why can't I be like, because I like what they're doing. I want to be like them. Why can't I do that in this world? And just kind of took a shot at it.
So people like
David Bowie.
I was going to say Bowie, and I was trying Justin to remember. What's Hawkins. His name for T-Rex?
Oh, I don't know. What's that one?
Oh, what's his name? Mark Bolan from T-Rex?
Josh Brolin?
No. Mark Bolan.
But, no idea.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm a nerd. he did the same kind of androgynous thing. But yeah, I get what you're going for. It's a very interesting thing that you felt like it would work. I mean, where...
Oh, I didn't care if it worked. I guess I wanted it to work. I wasn't going to... The fear of it failing wasn't going to discourage me from trying, though.
Sure.
I just got lucky. I got lucky that what I felt most comfortable doing and what I thought was most entertaining, that the audience, at the time at least, did as well.
Right.
They agreed with me.
Right.
It's going to end. I feel like it already has ended. It's over.
Well, things have changed a little bit for your character. There's no more boys at the moment.
Not those boys. They'll not be those boys. Again. I'm not done with boys.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
You're never done with boys.
I'd like to volunteer Shoeless Joe, the kid running our cam. So if you need him for tomorrow.
Is there two of you?
I'll find you another one.
All right.
I'll get you two boys for tomorrow.
They have to look exactly alike, though.
Is that part of the deal?
They have masks. No,
that's true. Yeah,
they
were
all have to be twins. That was just a gift from the gods when the Tate twins were sent down.
Yeah,
I do love that video you did about the boys, though. Like, everyone should have boys. Vinny had me watching. That was very, very funny.
Yeah, I mean, your character definitely injects a lot of humor into that glam rock style as well, which actually I think is what sets it apart. Because if it was just like you going out there and trying to be like too cool for school with that gimmick, it would be kind of boring, but you really took it in a lot of, I don't want to say silly, but kind of a wacky, over-the-top direction.
Yeah.
And I think that your personality and the personality that you developed for the character is more interesting than just the colors and, like, the name Peacock and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I commend you a lot for that, because it's a lot of brave choices.
More. Give me more.
Sure.
You got more compliments?
Sure. When you're like, hey, you two, figure out how to be a human chair. Like, I mean, stuff like that. It's pretty freaking slick, I have to say, sir. Like, it's definitely not been done. And I also, did you think people were going to hate you for it, or did you think people were going to love you for it? Were you trying to go for more of a heel thing? What were you going for?
I guess I didn't know when I did it. I know when I initially went to Ring of Honor, they assumed that it would get a negative reaction. But that's also because I was facing Ashley Six, my friend, who he had just returned from battling cancer. This is like his first like wrestling return.
Right.
And I was like, well, geez, I mean, how can I be the good guy against this man?
Easily, you know? That guy beat up on cancer.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
So I don't know. I don't even know if people were. I think they're just reacting. I don't think they've ever seen anything like. I hope they've never seen anything close to it in a Ring of Honor ring. It was just really out of place.
Sure. For them, yeah. I mean, the only thing.
It's not so out of place anymore.
Yeah, Ring of Honor was very straight laced, for lack of a better word, at that time, though. They were very. They didn't have any flamboyant, any crazy, real.
Larry
they had,
Sweeney.
They had some badasses. Yeah. They had a lot of badasses, but they didn't have any really over the top. You know.
Well, I mean, years ago, like Sweeney was as flashy as it gets. He was the greatest.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I mean, without him there, like, yeah, you're right. And Cabana wasn't on TV anymore there, so like, kind of like the character driven things had, I guess, teetered out a little bit.
Yeah.
The flash.
Yeah.
The glam. The glitz.
Yes.
And then here comes Dalton Castle swooping and. Do eat pretzels. I don't know. What are we talking about?
Can you do me one favor, though, and tell Vinny to stop having people be human chairs? Because he's injured four people. Trying to just stop doing it.
I just want
to
be like you,
just
man.
Just tell him it's only for trained professionals.
I saw it on TV. You're allowed to do it. It's on television.
Well, now There's no weight restrictions in it. You just got to get more. You guys know Evil Uno.
Like, sure.
He's ripped my style a little bit, but he's like doubling down on the amount of boys.
So interesting.
He would just get more. And then okay. You can sit on them.
So that's what I'm doing wrong.
So as an expert, how many people do you think it would take to hold Vinny up?
About four to one Vinny's.
Okay. Yeah.
Four of me.
Four okay. Vinny's, one boy.
There it is. You've battled some pretty serious injuries over the last couple of years. How are you feeling, by the way?
I feel good. Yeah, good. I feel great.
Good. You're back in the ring. You've been wrestling for quite a while now.
I got back in October.
Yeah, it's been, I feel
2018.
Like, it feels shorter to me. And I don't know why, but...
I don't know. Maybe...
You were missed while you were gone.
Thanks, man.
You were missed.
Was it October? Yeah. I was back in time for that cruise, which was sweet to be
the
on.
Jericho cruise? The Jericho cruise. Didn't you wrestle as Ashley Remington on that?
I don't remember. I got a concussion on the first night. The second night was kind of a blur, so
okay.
If somebody wrestled as Ashley Remington to that night... I cannot confirm or deny that it happened.
Okay. Well, next time you see Brad Williams, tell him not to blow your cover.
Oh.
That's all.
Wait, what did he do?
Oh, he was there, and he told me that he said somebody wrestled as Ashley Robinson.
Oh, there's video of it. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm just screwing with you. I feel like there's so
Brad
many
Brad Williams owes me $8.
He left that part of the story out.
That little motherfucker.
That little one.
He probably took it right out of your pocket. You didn't even know it.
Right? My out of my cargo shorts pocket.
Wrestling feels like it's making a resurgence right now in a pretty big way, and you're in one of the biggest companies. I mean, Sinclair Broadcasting is a huge company. They own you. You're on television all over the country. What's the weirdest place you've ever been recognized for wrestling?
Oh, in the Adirondacks.
Really?
Yeah, just walking a trail. I was... my wife and I were coming down. We're off the mountain already. We're like on like the level. I don't know. You have to walk through a ton of woods. I have my headband on, sunglasses on. I do not look like me.
Right.
The guy you see on TV. And then like this dude walks by and like I see him take his headphones off and he goes, "Do I know you?" And I go, "No." And he goes, "Dalton Castle, right?" And I was like, "Oh, wow, weird. Oh, dear."
Then
we took a picture in the middle of the woods.
And I'm glad you're still alive.
Yeah. Fortunately, we were going different directions.
Right.
That was cool. That made me feel important.
Well, that is pretty cool. That's got to be a good vibe.
It's always a good self-esteem booster.
Well, wrestling fans, I've heard from a lot of people, can be a little bit weird sometimes. Have you ever had any interactions that kind of terrified you?
Yeah, but I mean they don't stick out that often because there's a few of them. Fans for the most part are always pretty cool,
right?
Because human beings in general are most decent.
100%. We're not trying to paint anybody with any brushes.
But then I have had like the drunk people don't like the fact that I don't want to hug. That's something like I've argued with people. That was like, "Can I have a hug?" And I was like, "No," but I always offer like something in exchange, maybe a handshake or some eye contact.
Touch noses. I don't know. I'm just throwing something out there
for you. That's a case-by-case situation.
Okay. I thought you broke him for a second.
I guess I never had a real terrible one.
That's good.
Yeah. And if I have, I forgot about it instantly. It's just...
I've heard...
I'm also not that famous.
You go all over the country performing, thousands of people all over the world performing.
I'm sure that when the show's done and everybody's hanging around, though, you're pretty famous in that building that you're in, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever.
You're just saying it doesn't expand.
But it's important to remember the second I leave that building and I get back to the hotel, I'm still going to have the same issues signing in, getting my room as everybody else in front of me.
Yeah.
Because I ain't shit.
Well,
it's just important to be humble. So I guess you appreciate everything that's coming your way. I'm a very lucky person. I love my job. Nobody's got a better job than me than petting puppies, right? If that's a job, I want it. But I'm happy, and you guys kind of saying it all very positive like this makes me feel good about it.
Well, and I'm not trying to, you know, paint like a rosy picture. You have a very difficult job. I mean, it's not an easy thing, and I understand the need to stay humble. Go for the pretzel, man. Dig into it.
Nobody can see this. I'm eating a pretzel.
Eat away. I'm just trying to say that you breathe rarefied air, dude. You really do. You live a life that not a lot of people get to lead. And you, because of that, it's interesting. And I know to you, you know, you go out and you do the thing. But there's not a lot of people, like you said, who've held a heavyweight championship that has actually, you know, gotten
it. In this room, raise your hand if you've been world champion. Oh, it's just me with my hand up. That's neat.
I got that belt up there. I got my best local comedian belt. I won that.
You made that.
Good job.
But
You won the title.
I made my own belt. Yeah. So what? I did it to troll. That's all. So all I'm saying is, you know, you beat Cody Rhodes in a match.
Beat him real good.
You beat that Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Now he owns his own company. So
who owns his own company?
Who won the real battle?
I don't know. How much longer is your contract? We'll find out who really won the battle. Eat that pretzel. So,
I'm on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are.
I thought I was out of the camera.
No, you didn't quite make it.
Joe, make sure you get all of Mr. Castle eating the pretzel.
We'll do a montage of pretzel shots.
That'll be good. We'll do a whole montage.
I'm sure there's a very specific website
we can
post that.
I'll give you a close-up on the camera with the pretzel, huh?
That's one for the Instagram.
I'm very uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable. Yeah, that mic is definitely out of control at this point.
Okay.
There you go, pal.
It's been rude.
Thank you, buddy. I'm going to let you get out of here in a few minutes, but I just got to ask you, at some point, do you feel like pursuing comedy more? I mean...
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah?
I don't know. If I wasn't so darn lazy, I think, I don't know, I would do it more. Because I got a lot of downtime with Ring of Honor schedules kind of lax. I mean,
sure.
We're on and off, we're hot and cold with our dates. So I've got sometimes like 2 weeks at a time where I'm not doing anything. I would love to take
There's a great open mic sign or open mic scene in Nashville.
Yeah.
There's got to be. There's Zanies. That's a club. Very wrestling friendly club.
Can I just show up and be like, yeah, you do. See, what I do is anytime I enter a new place, I always scream, do you know who I am? And, like, I assume that's just going to get
Does it work ever?
Well, no, but I've never done it in a comedy club.
Sure, try it then.
Oh, you just do it at, like, 7-Elevens?
7-Eleven.
Yeah.
The airport.
Yeah.
any office building.
Yeah.
Just pick, you just walk
Kinko's.
In.
Yeah.
Family reunions.
Family reunions. Yeah. That's,
especially.
That's not your family.
Yeah. Weddings.
Sure. My own wedding.
Drive by and see right. graduation party and pop in.
John C. Reilly's backyard.
He has it coming.
I've never been in his backyard.
Or
his front yard. Or his side yard.
What big shows do you have coming up with Ring of Honor? What do you got going on?
Summer Supercard.
Coming up
in Toronto.
August 10th?
That sounds right. Is that a Friday?
I believe it is. It's August 9th or 10th. Either
yeah.
way, you get your tickets by...
My phone's across the room. I could look it up.
Oh, that is your phone. I could just... go into your phone for you. You got a you're fighting Roosh, is that correct? Finally gonna get that sucker.
Well, I feel like I got a handle on him in Lowell. He started getting a lot out of hand, and I feared for the safety of the fans.
Dick punch.
Yeah, he grabbed a chair, threw it in the ring. He hit me with a garbage can, and that's just not how we behave in Ring of Honor. And I thought.
This guy
is going
to
do something dangerous to the fans. Somebody's in trouble. If he hurts a fan, I mean, that hurts the whole company.
How could you live with yourself?
I put a stop to it. The only way I knew how, I hit him right in his clown, and I got out of there. And I feel like Ring of Honor lives another day because of me. And a lot of people owe me a thank you, or at least a pat on the back, or a
thank you.
Slow clap.
Thank you.
Slow clap.
So clap.
A slow, sad, middle-aged band clap.
The heavyweight champion, current heavyweight champion, is to be there with you tomorrow in the Rickles Room. Is that right?
Yeah, Matt Taven. We've done every one of these boys' nights out together, and it's gone well. I don't want to change the formula because he's been involved every time, and I love having him around, regardless of what you think of him. He'll be here. Are you gonna show him that you've got a crown in here?
No.
Because he calls himself the king.
He can't touch
too.
He can't.
Is that cool?
Yeah, no. Okay, cool. Take it back. Take it back. There it is. Thank you. Yeah, he could wear the crown tomorrow. That's fine with me.
Good. Yeah. Can I wear the Godzilla?
100%.
Thank you.
100%. But you can only half wear that Godzilla, if you know what I mean.
We'd be honored if you used the raccoon puppet.
Yes, yeah, so we'd be honored if you found a way to work the raccoon puppet into something. Tomorrow night in the Rickles Room, Boys Night Out 2. You get your tickets, 5854 Comedy, or visit carlsoncomedy.com. Dalton Castle, Rochester's favorite. There he is.
Am our favorite
son.
Suck on that, Luke Harper.
Who?
Who's the favorite now?
You know, he hangs out here a lot.
Does he?
He comes to the club a lot. I see him. I know, man. Poor guy.
I'll kick out his knees and knock him over.
He just sits around looking beat up and broken down, just going, man.
That's all he is. He's just a mangy old mutt.
And he's going to show up tomorrow night now. You know that. He's going to chokeslam you.
He moved. We're good.
I got to say, though, it really is a pleasure to have you in here. I know it was like last minute to get you in here.
No, I'm happy to do it. Last time I didn't get to do it, but you've been so helpful setting the show up last time and this time.
My pleasure, man.
You've made it very easy. It's going to go terrible tomorrow.
100%.
But at least it'll go smooth.
Right.
It'll be terrible.
That's the Carlson cast. We'll be back with you next week. Who's our guest next week?
Somebody better, right?
Yep. Well, neither of us know, and that's not. We're going to cut this part out.
Yeah. Who cares? We'll see you next week, everybody. Until then, act right. That's Carlson cast. Rate and review. Adios.
Act right.
Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in to the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. I want to say thanks to our great friends. How about Chef Joe over at Sapori Cafe and Catering? They're located inside of the Powers Building Atrium downtown and have the best lunch specials you're going to find in Rochester. And to top it off, they could cater your very own special event. Visit at Sapori Rochester on Instagram and find them on Facebook for more information. You could also check out our good friends over at Three Heads Brewing. Jeff and the boys over there make the finest beers you're going to find this side of the Genesee River. And they also have an amazing, amazing brewery with live music just about every night of the week. Check out threeheadsbrewing.com for more information there. And we also want to say thanks to our friends at Iron Smoke Whiskey. Always remember to drink responsibly, but they make delicious stuff. They make Rattlesnake Rosie's Apple Pie Whiskey and a traditional Applewood Smoked Whiskey. Visit ironsmokewhiskey.com or you can visit their tasting room on Parse Avenue in Fairport. So, thanks, sponsors. Now it's time for a show. Thank you for being awesome and watching another episode of the Carlson Cast. Don't forget we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube every Friday morning. You could also follow us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Carlson Cast. You can listen anytime on iTunes, Google Play, and we're now available on Spotify. You should also check out an amazing app called Laughable. And on the Laughable app, you can connect to your favorite comedians in a way you never thought you could before. Download it in the App Store and visit carlsoncast.com for information on more shows. And don't be a jerk. Rate and review.